joining me right now, talk about what is happening on the Texas and U.S.-Mexico border, the managing director of Breitbart Texas, Brandon Darby. Brandon, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Chad, thanks for having me on. Good morning, love it.
Hey, anytime, man. You know, y'all have been reporting in the San Francisco, what was it, San Francisco Chronicle that blamed you and blamed Breitbart Texas for exposing what was going on down on the border. Tell us what you, because you've spent so much time down there lately and with this surge that we've seen, tell us some of the stuff that you've just experienced yourself.
Well, I mean, that's a big statement. You say, tell me the stuff I've just experienced myself on the border, and I don't think your show is long enough to tell you everything, but I'll tell you that what the basic gist of what I've experienced is that we have a border that's widely unsecured. And even now with the surge that's going on in the Rio Grande Valley sector, a lot of folks in Lubbock may not realize this because they are far away from the border in one sense, even though they are affected by what goes on at the border and whether they realize it or not. But, you know, Texas has numerous what's called Border Patrol sectors. So there's a Rio Grande Valley sector. Next over is the Laredo sector. Next is the Del Rio sector. Then you have the Big Bend sector. And then you ultimately end up at the El Paso sector. You know, the state of Texas is doing all of these supplementary actions to secure the border, but they're only securing the Rio Grande Valley sector. So the next 300-plus miles up along the border, as you go west and northwest along the Rio Grande River, away from the Gulf of Mexico, are wide open. My last trip here 2 weeks ago, I drove for 80 miles on the other side of McAllen on the way getting to Laredo. And I drove for 80 miles without seeing any Border Patrol or any Texas law enforcement, any state troopers. Like, I literally drove for 80 miles on the border and never encountered a law enforcement officer. I'm not ignorant. Like, I know what technology is used. I know about drones. I know about the balloons they can use. I know about their perch spots and what they look like. And what I'm telling you is that there was an 80-mile section that had no security of any kind. And that I found that over and over again as I went down the border. So, you know, it's a grave situation, and I think our leaders aren't being very straight with us about what's actually occurring.
Well, and that's something that, you know, the president, he gets up and he says that $3.7 billion will help fix the problem. I don't see that. I see that you have to have more manpower. I think you have to have troops, possibly, on the border. You've got to have manpower down there, but you also have to enforce laws. You have to enforce policies that this administration has not been enforcing, and it just continues, and you combine that with what you talk about, you know, the lack of security down there, and I mean, we're just opening ourselves up.
Open ourselves up wide up, but here's the kicker. Like, I get kind of agitated because I'm listening to everyone talk about what the president said yesterday, but let me remind you what he said not too terribly long ago when he went to El Paso, but prior to this crisis being exposed. He went, and it was already a beginning, so he knew it was already beginning, but the American public didn't know it was already beginning. And he went to El Paso, and he mocked conservatives. He mocked Texans who care about the border.
Yeah.
And he said, the border is secure. The border is secure more than ever. What do these people want? They want a moat? How about an alligator in the moat? And remember, he mocked us.
Right.
And it turns out, you know, like, it turns out that the border, that he was lying. The border wasn't more secure. And it turns out that now we've released numbers. We released a leaked Department of Homeland Security internal intelligence analysis report a few days ago in Breitbart, Texas. And what it showed was that in fact, since this crisis has actually been growing since like 2009 or 10. The crisis has been growing exponentially since 2009, actually. And it didn't really get to the extreme level that it is now until October of last year. But again, we weren't made aware of that. It wasn't until a few courageous people in Border Patrol began to speak out secretly and leak information that we were able to actually bring attention to this. So we have a situation, whether it be from the top of the administration or all the way down, even the local offices of the Customs and Border Protection Agency, which is under our president's leadership, You know, we broke a story about Marietta, California, for instance.
Right.
And we said that they were going to be bringing the illegal immigrants to there, 500 per week, and releasing them into this town. Now, California, everyone knows California is a very liberal state, left-of-center state. They have tons of sanctuary cities all across the state. So the president picks one of the few conservative towns, small towns, in California to dump off 500 illegal immigrants a week and let them free in this small town. And so people were mad. And the CBP publicly came out and called me a liar and said my report was erroneous and asked me to remove it. And then within 2 days, they had to come out and admit that they were indeed going to do this, but they decided not to because of the outcry.
Yeah.
So they called a journalist a liar publicly and then took it back. Or never took it back, they just admitted the truth. And now, after they said they weren't going to do it, then they decided they were going to do it, and they brought the buses anyways. People protested. Then they said they weren't going to do it, and then they began to do it again anyways. So what we have is an administration from the top to the bottom who's being very, very dishonest. And if it weren't for the men and women of the Border Patrol and the Border Patrol Union who are speaking out, none of us in the American public would know anything going on in the situation.
We're visiting with Brandon Darby, Managing Director of Breitbart Texas. You can go to Breitbart.com and go to Breitbart Texas and view all of these stories and much more. Let me ask you this, because you have firsthand knowledge on this. How big of a threat or how much of a threat do border agents, doctors, nurses, volunteers, how big of a threat are they feeling from government officials, because they're not being allowed to talk to really anybody?
Well, you know, let's keep in mind that they continuously get reminders sent to them via email. We keep leaking them because people are talking. And, you know, they keep getting these emails telling them that they're going to face criminal charges if they talk to media or share any information. And then the medical professionals along the border, I mean, HIPAA protects you from a patient from having their information shared, but a doctor can talk about the fact that about a health crisis. They just can't talk about individuals. Well, so now they're trying to expand the use of HIPAA and say that health professionals can't even acknowledge anything that's going on, whether it's diseases that come into the country, or they can't acknowledge anything. So you have a situation where medical professionals are getting threatened, Border Patrol agents and law enforcement officers are getting threatened by the administration, and then you have a situation where journalists are being prohibited not only by action of law enforcement, but also by the culture and the mainstream media. We're being prohibited. It is now rude of us to take pictures of these poor people, and it is ugly of us to talk about them and talk about what the costs are. And the simple fact of the matter is, and you probably noticed from Nomi, Chad, my heart is broken for these people. I understand why they come, but you can't bring, you know, by the end of the year, they're saying we're going to have 195,000 minors who do not speak English illegally in this country, that just in this year alone. And you cannot introduce tens of thousands of young men and women whose history we do not know, from countries where gang activity usually starts as young as 11 or even sometimes earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, what they see and what they experience are not what our kids in the United States see and experience, unless they're in South Chicago. And you cannot introduce tens of thousands of Spanish-speaking people into the public school systems in the state of Texas when the state of Texas is obligated to provide a Spanish teacher, obligated to teach, and we don't even know what the heck's going on in the next month. We don't know how many kids are going to be where, how many kids are going to show up on day one to our public schools. So as much as my heart is broken for these people, we also have to acknowledge that we have our own struggles and our own issues, and we have to acknowledge that this is going to be a major problem for us. Hidalgo County on the border near McAllen, Texas, where I am right now, I'm in Hidalgo County. In a two-week period, they spent $68,000 providing services to the influx of illegal immigrants. That's not sustainable. Rural counties are counties that are roughly the same size as Lubbock County. They can't sustain that kind of drain of money. But yet we're having to sustain the drain. So you have failures on the federal government, and then we're the ones footing the bill for it, not only through the federal government, but in our local communities, in our local school districts, in our local counties. And that's not acceptable.
Visiting with Brandon Darby, Managing Director of Breitbart Texas. We've got about 3 to 4 minutes left, Brandon. Tell us, you know, if you can, you know, just some things that people need to look forward to reading on Breitbart Texas as far as this goes, something maybe you're working on or the rest of the team's working on. I know Bob Price has had a ton of stories as well about ride-alongs and just different things that they've experienced.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we have our whole team, a good part of our team on the border. We're still covering other issues in the state of Texas. But primarily right now, we think that the single largest threat facing our state is that we have a wide open border. We have an open border that's being you know, here's the thing. Do I think that these kids are cartel members? No, I don't. Do I think that the cartels in Mexico control where the kids cross? Of course they do. They control the routes. So the cartels are shipping everyone to one sector of Texas, so that the other sectors are wide open for their narco activities and their criminal activities. This is a major threat to Texas. So we're going to be covering that. We have a story coming out in about 30 minutes that I think is going to become a very big deal, and I think it's going to shock people, and it has to do with commercial airliners and the people who are coming illegally from other nations. So we have that coming out in about 30 minutes on Breitbart Texas, and folks are encouraged to check it out.
All right, Brandon, appreciate you coming on today. We'll let you get back to work and keep up all the good reporting down there.
You as well, buddy. Thanks for having me on. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Brandon Darby, Managing Director of Breitbart Texas. Go to Breitbart.com/Breitbart Texas, or just go to Breitbart.com, click on Breitbart Texas. You can see all of those stories. And look, they've been covering the border like nobody else. San Francisco Chronicle did actually come out with an opinion piece blaming Breitbart Texas for making the immigration deal a big story.